Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of the most effective DNB transition moves out there, a rewind moment, resampled into a single lightweight audio clip, so it hits hard without chewing up your CPU. If you've ever heard that classic reload feeling in jungle or old school drum and bass, you know exactly what it does. It says, hold up, that was big. Now let's do it again. It's phrase tension. It's crowd control, and it's a proper nod to rave and sound system culture. The big idea here is simple. We're not going to build a massive transition with a pile of heavy plugins. We're going to create a small, focused rewind gesture using a break slice, a bass stab, and maybe one FX hit or noise texture. Then we'll print that moment to audio with resampling, trim it tightly, and keep it lean. That means lower CPU, faster arrangement decisions, and a transition you can reuse anywhere in your project. First, think about where the rewind belongs musically. In DNB, it usually works best at the end of a phrase, often after 8, 16, or 32 bars. You want it to feel intentional, not random, not slapped on top, but like the track is reaching a natural boundary and then snapping back for effect. In arrangement view, zoom right into the bar line and decide how long the move should be. A one-beat rewind feels sharp and brutal. A one-bar rewind feels more dramatic. Two bars gives you that old-school ceremonial pullback, like the crowd is being reset before the next drop. Now build the source moment with as little as possible. A break loop or break slice track, a bass stab or a reese hit, and one FX hit is enough. Keep the source simple. If you're going for jungle vibes, a chopped amen-style fragment with a strong snare works beautifully. If you're lean darker or more modern, a short bass stab or reese chord with a clear attack can do the job even better. At this stage, a little processing is fine, but don't go overboard. You're going to resample this anyway, so there's no reason to overload the session with expensive chains. If you need some punch, use drum bus for a bit of drive and snap. Use a EQ8 to clean out rumble or harsh top end. Saturator can add a little grit. Utility is great for gain staging and controlling width, especially on the bass source. A really solid starting point is to keep the processing practical and restrained. A touch of drive, a little punch, maybe some width reduction on the bass so the center stays focused. The point is to support the rewind gesture, not bury it under design work. Now let's create the rewind movement itself. This is where the magic happens, and this is where a lot of people overcomplicate things. You do not need 10 transition devices. You need motion, contrast, and timing. The core elements are volume dropping, pitch pulling back, and a sense of reverse motion. On the source clip, or track, automate the volume down by a few dB over the rewind moment. If you're working with a sampled stab or break slice, automate transpose downward in small steps. And if you're using auto filter, close the filter slightly or sweep downward so the sound narrows as it rewinds. A classic old-school trick is to duplicate the last hit, reverse the duplicate, then fade it in as the original fades out. That little overlap can make the whole thing feel like it's being sucked backward into the reload. If you want a simple stock chain while you're building it, try auto filter, echo, and utility. Use a low-pass filter with a fairly steep slope. Pull the cutoff down over the rewind. Keep echo short and subtle, and narrow the width a bit so the gesture feels focused. You're not trying to create a huge cinematic wash. You're trying to make a phrase boundary feel physical, and that phrase boundary is really the whole point. In DNB, a rewind is not just a sound effect. It's a structural signal. It tells the listener the next moment matters. It creates contrast. It resets the ear. Once the movement is working, it's time to make it efficient. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, then play the rewind moment in real time and record only the section you need. This is the key CPU saving move. Once it's printed to audio, you no longer need all the live devices and automation running in real time. You've turned a mini performance setup into a single clip that can sit in the arrangement like any other audio file. When you record, give yourself a little pre-roll and a little tail so nothing gets chopped off. After that, consolidate the recorded region right away. That makes it easier to move, duplicate, and audition later. If you want options, record two passes, one cleaner and tighter, and one dirtier and more chaotic. In jungle and old-school DNB, a slightly imperfect print can actually feel more authentic. Now edit the resampled clip. This is where you squeeze the most impact out of the least amount of material. Trim it tightly. In many cases, the ideal rewind is under one bar, and sometimes much shorter. If the clip is too long, it stops feeling like a reload and starts feeling like a breakdown. Use clip fades to smooth the edges. Use warp only if you need timing correction. Adjust gain if you need to leave headroom. If you want a classic smeared feel, you can keep a tiny reversed element in the clip, but don't let it get messy. The goal is controlled energy. A nice advanced move is to cut the first transient slightly early, so the listener feels the motion before the hit fully lands. Another option is to leave a tiny pocket of silence right before the restart. That brief air gap can make the return hit much harder. If your rewind includes break slices, line them up to the grid and let one final snare or kick push slightly ahead of the bar line. That tiny push can make the whole thing feel more human, more old school, and a lot more alive. After that, you can add a little post-processing, but keep it minimal. Since the rewind is now audio, you can process it cheaply and directly. A high-pass filter around 150 Hz often helps clear out low-end clutter, unless you intentionally want some sub-information in the effect. A small amount of saturator can add density. A short, dark reverb can give the tail a bit of space, but keep it low in the mix. Utility can help you keep the body centered and only widen the tail if needed. The main rule here is don't sterilize the character. Indeed, NB, a rewind often works because it still has grit, bite, and a little roughness. If you clean it too much, you lose the attitude. Now place the printed rewind into the arrangement. Put it at a phrase boundary, where a DJ or listener would naturally expect a reset. End of a 16-bar section, right before a second drop, or after a breakdown into a re-entry are all strong spots. You can also support the rewind with automation around it. For example, mute the sub for a beat before the reload, briefly high-pass the bass bus, or drop the drum bus level just before the return. That makes the comeback feel even bigger. A great DNB arrangement trick is to leave a little clean space before and after the rewind. If the track is too busy, the gesture gets lost. Think of the rewind like punctuation. It needs room to speak. Once you've got a version you like, save the workflow. Build yourself a small reusable template with a source track, a resampling track, and maybe one return track for ambience if you need it. You can also save an audio effect rack with macro controls for filter cutoff, drive, wet/dry, width, and decay. That turns the rewind into a reusable low CPU tool instead of a one-off effect. You can record live automation in one pass, print it, and drop it into future tracks without rebuilding the whole thing from scratch. A few pro tips here. If you want a heavier jungle feel, use a bass stab as the anchor rather than a generic swoosh. Layering a break snare with a reversed crash can also work really well, as long as the crash is filtered so it doesn't wash out the mix. If you want more authenticity, print a slightly imperfect pass with some grit and timing wobble. That handmade edge often sounds better than a perfectly polished transition. Also, monitor the rewind in context and at a lower volume. Soloed effects can sound huge and still disappear in the full mix. If it still reads quietly, that usually means it's strong enough to work on a club system. For practice, try this. Pick an 8 or 16-bar section. Build a rewind using only a break hit, a bass stab, and one FX hit. Automate a simple pullback, resample it, trim it to under one bar, and add only one post-effects device. Then drop it before a repeated phrase and listen to it against the unprinted version. If you can make the rewind feel powerful without loading the session with plugins, you've nailed the concept. The real win here is not just the sound, it's the workflow. You get a proper jungle reload feel, low CPU usage, and a transition asset you can reuse across your project. So remember the core formula. Keep the source small, automate the gesture, resample the moment, trim it tight, and let the audio clip carry the character. In DNB, a great rewind is all about tension, reset, and drop impact. All right, let's build one that sounds like it belongs on a proper sound system.